Vitamin C is crucial. You have to have a lot of that because that is what facilitates collagen production in your body. If you didn't know, if you remember pirates getting scurvy and their teeth falling out and stuff, it's because they couldn't create collagen. What I'm trying to say in a larger scale of things is that our body doesn't care what happens to us when we pass our sexual prime.
Ben Esra Çavuşoğlu. 18 yıldır ayık bir hayat yaşıyorum. Bağımlılık hastalığıyla mücadelem, beni beden ve zihin performansımı iyileştirmek, hayat kalitemi arttırmak, daha sağlıklı ve uzun yaşamak için yeni yöntemler, cihazlar ve takviye ürünler araştırmaya yönlendirdi. Bağımlılık hastalığı, biohacking ve longevity alanlarındaki kendi deneyimlerimden, dünyadaki son gelişmelere, çığır açan girişimcilerden uzman akademisyenlere, yıllardır yaptığım sohbetler artık her hafta Ayık Kafa Podcast'te. Welcome, Amitai. Amitai Eşel is my new friend. Like, I have many new friends in this new journey that I embarked into. His brand, Young Goose, got my attention when I was listening to Ben Greenfield's podcast with him. Obviously, me being a biohacker, the wording got my attention. The first biohacking skincare product. So that really excited me. And more I listen to Amitai, more I see how much knowledge you have about skin and about technologies around the skin. Names of your products got my attention. Obviously, we're going to be talking about it. NAD, that many people knows, as well as hyperbaric. At that time, I was planning to purchase a hyperbaric chamber. So I'm like, oh, okay, if I don't buy that, but I can put it on my face, let me ask you, what is a biohacker and what does a biohacker do?
You know, I like the Dave Asprey definition. He got that one right, which means the art and science of changing the environment, either, by the way, the environment outside of our body, or also the environment that we cultivate within our body in order to affect, to change our biology. Okay, and that actually provides a very large umbrella, which we can have things under. But if you want a more pragmatic definition, it is medical strategies that can be implemented at home. That's basically it. Right now, we see the rise of biohacking centers, which is fantastic. But at the end of the day, what we are learning is that, for the most part, smaller, consistent increment of an intervention, of a health strategy, trump silver bullets, trump very large signals to the body done spaced very far away from each other. That is why I still think that definition holds, even if we are going to a center, even those centers encourage you to go to them multiple times per week, if you would. Mm-hmm. Rather than something like a plastic surgeon, right? Or like any type of surgeon, really. We're going there hopefully once and not coming back. To answer your question, you asked a question, which is, how did you become a biohacking skincare company? So what we found out is that even if I give you access to better genetic information, which is what we did with the first cream, we had NAD and we had, if NAD is repair fuel, genetic repair fuel, we also had a gas pedal, which is called fermented resveratrol. Mm-hmm. So resveratrol activates those genes, the enzyme they encode, that go ahead and give you better access to youthful information at a cellular level. And we found that even that is fantastic. Your skin has absolutely no clue that a wrinkle is a problem, that puffiness under your eyes is a problem, that sagging is a problem, that wrinkles, hyperpigmentation is a problem. The only things that it actually kind of knows are problems that we've shown, you know, great improvement in, are things like rosacea or what we call sterile inflammation induced conditions, which are, some people call autoimmune, but really sterile inflammation means that there is no pathogen, but the body reacts to something like it's a pathogen. So atopic dermatitis, you know? So these things, we've shown great anecdotal success, but because the body was trying to deal with them actively, wrinkle, the body doesn't. So we had to then dig down into research and our pockets as well, and create products around it that then communicate with the skin in ways that we cannot with our mouth, right? That communicate, hey, repair this, please. Hey, provide me with this service skin. So that is, again, going back to the first thing we said about biohacking, we change the environment within our cells and the environment around our cells in order to induce a biological change.
With that said, let's start very deep and intimate questions of mine. No woman likes to share their age, but I have to say it here. I'm 52 years old. I'm in my menopause. And on many separate podcasts that you've been in, I keep hearing you sharing that, you know, a woman's, or also probably men, but mostly you were talking about women's skin. But after 40, there is a shift, there is a change. And me, my friends, or whomever is listening to me, I'm sure that they're struggling, or they're going to be struggling in a couple of years, or they're also trying to find solutions to their problem, which I'm guilty myself up until I met you. I did many procedures like, you know, laser treatment, threads, fillers. Lately, I was into exosome injections or mesotherapy. You know, we're trying to find solutions, which sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And when I met you at the conference, I was obviously very excited, but also I remember myself, I was so scared of your products because there were so many different types and I had some flarings on my skin when I met you. And I was like, oh my God, my skin reacts so much to any product, especially when there's a mixed batch. And you were like, take your time, you know, be patient. It may go bad for a couple of weeks, a couple of days, but it's going to get better, which it did. Then I was like, yes, I believe in this product now. You know, I'm one of these people that I can easily go to any skincare product and able to purchase it. Therefore, you know, it's important for me to have a direct communication with the founder. Yet again, I keep hearing you saying like after 40, skin changes, what do you need to do for your skin? And also for me about your statement as a biohacking skincare company, obviously you use a lot of wording such as senolytics, NAD, spermidine, hyperbaric. Yeah. So obviously, we biohackers do most of these things for our cellular health. You know, we take NAD, I take NMN, I take spermidine, I take many, many, many things to make that process happen. And it was the first time I saw a skincare, so I was very attracted to it. But, you know, maybe it's a great way you start about this whole phenomena after 40, what happens to our skin?
You know, 40 is really just a number. When we say 40, obviously no one that is 40 right now should hear this and freak out. Or that what I'm going to talk about actually can happen significantly way before 40. It can happen at 35. I think in America, the average pre-menopause age, you know, it starts at 35. And I'm sure as we become more refined in the way we define things, it might even happen sooner. What I'm trying to say in a larger scale of things is that our body doesn't care what happens to us when we pass our sexual prime, mm-hmm. our reproductive prime. And that's very important to understand that we are geared to communicate. We are geared to pass on, to reproduce. And once we've passed the reproduction, things start to fall apart because the body was not designed to function well after that. Some things, we can talk about why we live so long. We can talk about the ability to support the next generation, things that allowed us to, as a society, to support older people and that older people support us. What stayed, what didn't stay, like our brain function stayed, obviously, and other things. But what is not important to your body after you pass your reproductive prime is to communicate that you are reproductively viable. Okay? So all of the cues that your body uses to say, hey, I am a good mate, I can produce healthy children, your body doesn't need that anymore. And guess what are, I would say, two major ways of our body to communicate reproductive virality, reproductive ability, healthy offspring ability. One, of course, is our hair. Okay, our hair is a big issue in that regard. And we've seen a lot of societies. I mean, Turkey is like the capital of hair transplants, right? So, I mean, that's number one. And number two, obviously, is our skin. So our skin is an incredible organ, but because it is, I would say, even first and foremost, a communication organ. It is a communication organ, both inwards and outwards. Outwards, I communicate to you that I'm healthy, because if that's the last step in our blood vessels, in a lot of areas. So if my skin looks good, then it begets that the rest of my body functions correctly, for the most part, obviously. And the second thing is it communicates inwards. If I get burnt by the sun, if there is a solar flare, if there is pollution, if there is a stressor in the environment, our skin has a direct pathway to our brain. Okay, it's called the skin-brain axis. By the way, the skin and the gut has a similar axis.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too, but you just came into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, when we pass our reproductive prime, then our skin from a communication organ actually becomes a more and more, obviously gradually, it becomes a protective organ from something that is responsible for me to tell you, hey, you should have children with me. Look at me. It becomes an organ that says, I need to protect this person as much as possible. I will sacrifice myself. Imagine a mother.
So what you're saying, up until your premenopause, you know, your skin was able to regenerate by the things that you're doing, simple things. And when you pass that, job of the skin becomes more to be the shield that protects your body, your brain, than just showing off in a way. Basically, you created a product which people can use before the age of 35, obviously, but your specialty or the target that you have, is it more like for after that 35, 40 years old to create a senolytics, you say? And I have an actually interesting question, not interesting, but I'm wondering, because basically that word means that you're shedding the dead cells, correct?
It's a type of cell. Yes, it's a malfunctioning cell. So,
Okay, you know, so that's, you already answered my question. So scrubbing is not the same thing.
No, it's not. Actually, okay. It might be. It actually is the opposite of that.
Okay.
So that's controversial, but just for you to know. So senescent cells are cells that are in a special mode in the body because the body lost the, again, local genetic information of how to clear them. That is the equivalence of senescent cells. Senescent cells are cells that are completely, completely crazy. Okay. Their ability to function is non-existent to the most part. And like a crazy person, they do two things. They create inflammation. So they create disturbances in society, in the society of cells. And the second thing that they do is actually infect other cells.
It's not the dead cells. It's like cells that are not functioning properly.
Yeah, they're called zombie cells.
Zombie cells. And step further, that can be cancer cells in the body because it's even crazier. I also would like to simplify a little bit for people who are listening to us because I think that they would be more wanting to hear more like a specific, almost, I don't want to say bullet points, but like why external conditions are bad for our skin. I'm going to ask how we can protect, which you have a product. But, you know, I never heard before you said that, you know, artificial light is bad for us.
Especially for your genetic makeup and my genetic makeup. We're olive skinned, as they say. And that skin actually resonates the worst with what we call HEV, high energy visible light that we get from screens, that we get from the fact that we have lighting right now, both you and I, for the recording of this podcast.
Oh, believe me, since I listened to you, even though I had the SPF 40, I wasn't using it when I was at home, obviously. Since I kept listening to you and I have to protect my skin even from the artificial light, first thing I do after all the regimens, I also put that on my face, whether I'm inside or outside. Yeah. But can you also give the list, what are the other stuff that makes our skin age?
Our skin can have three things that age it, basically. First of all, you say how we treat ourselves from the inside. And of course, we all know that. And that is about 20% of what skin aging is. We call it intrinsic, from the word inside.
Mm-hmm.
Inside aging, inside out aging. On the other hand, there are things that affect my skin first. And these are outside in, what we call extrinsic, outside in factors. And we all know about UV light. We all know about that the sun has the potential to damage my skin, right? We were all burnt before. We all know people who spent all their youth in the sun and they're now looking older than what they would. What most people do not know is that this is only 40% of skin aging. So 20% is inside out. 40% is sun related, but the other 40%, and actually if we live in a Western society, in a big city, it's actually more than 40, are other environmental stressors, environmental harmful effects. We did mention artificial light. So our body is designed to be about 80% of the time, what we call outdoors, only between, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. are we designed not to be outdoors. The rest of the time, we're actually, it's better for us to be outdoors. But in modern society, 95% of the time we're indoors. We're consuming either through our eyes or through other receptors in our skin or through, by the way, melanin, we're consuming artificial synthetic light. Actually, it is harmful to anything from the hydration levels of our skin to the collagen production of our skin. So that's number one. The other thing is electrical magnetical frequencies, okay? So our cell phones, obviously, that's kind of an obvious because, we come from years of figuring that out. Our Wi-Fis, many other types of devices, even if you go to an infrared light sauna, technically speaking, you get electrical magnetical field disturbances. And all of that, it creates, again, inflammation. It creates oxidative stress. It creates free radicals. It creates molecules that the body cannot shut off. It's like little fires in your skin. And this is all well and good because the body, for the most part, has systems to manage those things. So even though they're very bad for you, unless we are chronically exposed to them, there is something we can do about it. What can we not do about? We cannot actually do much about pollution and heavy metals and glyphosates. A lot of the issues that we are dealing with in modern society are issues that we cannot really run away from. Our sunblock, which is called BioShield SPF 40, is a 360 degree protection, as we call it, because it also protects you from the effects of everything that I just mentioned. So whether it is like free radicals, heavy metals, EMF, blue light, but also obviously UV. And people find that they don't get burnt, which is kind of crazy with it.
So question though, for people who cannot find your product, what does the other, let's say organic, not like very chemical, but what does the other sunblocks do?
So there are a few ingredients that you can look for. And, I'm not educated on the Turkish market, but a few ingredients that I would assume you can find because of their, I would say, because of the way that you can procure them, the way that you can source them. So first and foremost is the sunblocking aspect of the product should be zinc oxide. It shouldn't be nano zinc oxide. It should be zinc oxide that is non-nano. The best version, it's very difficult to find, but it's called micronized zinc oxide because it doesn't absorb in your skin. It sits on your skin, but it doesn't look white, which zinc oxide normally does. In the United States, and maybe it also applies to Turkey, I don't know. You can say, I am a mineral sunscreen. You can say mineral sunscreen, but it can have a combination of chemical and mineral. So you make sure that you flip the box. You see active ingredients, drug claims, whatever that is. Look that it only has zinc oxide as its active ingredient.
So basically, the message that we're giving to our audiences, the skin protection shall not be only for the UV lights, but also for the other external factors in order to protect your skin. That's a great message. What your skin product does, get rid of the zombie cells with the wash, and then layer after layer, replenish what's missing, whether the energy or...
We create a dance between telling the skin what is wrong and then supplying it with the molecules that would allow it to act on that signal. So normally, and I think this is a very complex thing to do, but it's actually a pretty easy thing to understand because the steps are pretty congruent with that. So first and foremost, as we said, our wash doesn't necessarily kill the zombie cells because this is a very active thing to do, but it eliminates a lot of the, as we said, the heavy metals pollution, things that are of that nature, but it also eliminates some enzymes that are not healthy for youthful mm-hmm. function that accumulate with age. Now, the way for us to ask, to trigger, to unlock certain types of repair in the skin is with serums. Serums are our messengers to our skin. Okay? Serums don't have a way to hydrate our skin, to support our skin structure for the most part. Okay? Directly. What they are there to do is to deliver active ingredients. So we can load them with active ingredients that communicate to your skin, whether it is eliminating senescent cells, which is very specific with a product called ProCare, or something more broad that speaks to the entire range of aging, something that like our Youth Reset, which is a new product that we just launched with spermidine, for example, and with NAD and all the good stuff. So we can choose a serum like that or a few of them. It depends what we want to communicate to our skin and also what is our budget. And then our moisturizer and our mask, they fuel that repair. Mm-hmm. Okay. One, the serum is like putting in our GPS where we want to go. And the moisturizer and the mask that when you apply it over our moisturizer, it turns it into kind of a night cream. They are the fuel that you put in the car that you will be able to go anywhere you want to go. Okay. So together they build a system that can literally reverse the age of your cells, not only the appearance of age of your cells.
Yeah, that was a wonderful message you kept giving. And, you know, me and many women, depending on their budget, of course, but we keep buying creams, whether from the supermarket or from a very fancy store. It's always either anti-aging serum or cream, or it's going to give youth to your skin. And we, you know, follow all these brands. But finally, and for the first time, I hear a brand that is actually almost stopping the age.
Yeah.
You know, like almost stopping where you are at.
You know, aging is a process that is so complex. We cannot tell you if you're aging or not. First of all, we can tell you that you are, but we can not show you all the ways that you're aging. But what we can do is measure the rate, how fast you're aging. And what we can do with the products is, first of all, lower that rate significantly. Mm-hmm. And second is we can actually access the memory of what it means to be young and start to repair things. So hopefully the combination of these two can actually rewind the age of the skin. You're always advancing forward. So we're always in a dance where you're advancing forward with aging, we lower the speed, and we can go back and repair. That is always the dance. There's no silver bullet. There's no, I'm going to press that button and stop aging. It doesn't work like that.
What I hear from you with your product, actually, it's filling a huge gap that with the senescent cells, with the NAD, with the spermidine, all these researched elements that we know for our cellular system, for inside of our body, that is making us older and hit the hallmarks of aging. Now you created a product for the skin that actually stem cells, exosomes, any other treatment may be more beneficial because, like you described, there would be more space for the new and healthy cells to have a playground in a way. You had a great analogy about the Christmas time and your warehouse. And if you don't empty some of the products, that you won't have place for the new incomings.
Yeah, imagine a company, right? Imagine Christmas time, we need to ship a lot of packages. As sad as it sounds, the older our employees are, the worse job we're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. The more trash there is on the ground, the worse job we're going to do. the more there is external noise, like inflammation, there is more noise around and employees cannot communicate, the less of a good job we can do. And on and on and on. So what we're really doing is we're looking at our skin as a factory, as every cell is a factory. And we're improving that little factory in every way that we can. And the results that you can get by applying it well alongside a healthy diet is having a skin that is functionally 20 years younger than it was when you started. Doesn't mean you're going to look 20 years younger. There are a lot of things that are going on there. But your cells are actually functioning 20 years younger than what they did before you started a complete young goose regimen.
What would be the message that science-backed to women that, do not do these? Or men, but, mostly women. Do not do these because, at that very moment you may benefit, but in the long run, it's going to receive a really, really bad outcome.
Yeah. So that's a great question. I'm gonna take your question and I'm gonna give you specific things that are rejuvenation based, okay? Because we can talk about, don't go into the sun or, don't go a day without drinking water. That would be easy to do.
I heard you saying do not do fillers near your bone structure. Jaw, that was like, oh my God.
So we were starting to see hyaluronic acid fillers affect bone mass, basically, around your jaw. So that is something that you should really take into account. And if you do, by the way, make sure that you buy one of those jawsizers, one of those rubber balls that you chew on, or you have, they can be two blocks that you put on the side of your mouth, because that loads your jaw with pressure, like lifting weights, strengthen the bone. So if you do that, that's a way to avoid it. Definitely do not do radio frequency. Radio frequency heats up about 3 millimeters, 3.5 millimeters in your skin. And what happens is it creates an injury. And that injury swells up. So what we are seeing in the beginning, as far as rejuvenation, for the first, three, but mainly for the first 6 months, is swelling. We do not see rejuvenation result. We don't see result we can take home with us. After that, that injury becomes scar tissue. And normally what happens is that if you ask your doctor or your service provider, how often should I come do radio frequency? They're going to tell you, come once a month or come once every 3 months. But really what they're doing is they're swelling your tissue over and over and over again. And then you're creating scar tissue underneath. You mentioned threads. Threads are great to kind of tense your tissue up. But one of the claims is that it builds collagen in your skin. That is super misleading because that collagen that is built is in scar tissue form. Okay, it's not evenly distributed. So it's very important to understand. So don't do radio frequency. The third thing I want to say is do not treat recovery, dermaplaning. Do not treat recovery as something you have to do only after, okay? You actually need to do pre-recovery. If you look at the wonderful Turkish football team, they don't rest for the whole week and then at the end of the week they play a game. No. They make sure their body is able to withstand the pressure of that game. Okay.
Then what would you do to your skin? Let's say that you're going to do a dermapen or easier procedure.
One of the things you want to do is to make sure your skin functions as youthfully as it can. So you want to supplement from the inside on NAD precursors, on spermidine, omega-3s. Okay. Vitamin C is crucial. You have to have a lot of that because that is what facilitates collagen production in your body. If you didn't know, if you remember pirates getting scurvy and their teeth falling out and stuff, it's because they couldn't create collagen because they didn't have vitamin C. So vitamin C is super important. Vitamin A, okay, so eat a lot of liver. If you don't like liver, you can take pills. Enough amount of vitamin A, of iodine, all of those things are crucial. And in the end is obviously live a low inflammatory lifestyle. Okay, it's super important to understand that any aesthetic procedure is controlled inflammation, okay? It means that I choose where to inflame my body. I choose to take a needle and to create a small injury in a capacity that I know my body can handle. That is what microneedling is. But if I have chronic inflammation, it is like me trying to speak in this podcast and give you information the information that I want to give you, but in the background, there is a train passing. You wouldn't hear anything that I'm saying, right? That is akin to controlled inflammation and chronic inflammation. If there is inflammation in the background, the information that we want to communicate is not going to be received so well. Red light therapy, okay? Red light therapy and NAD are two molecules that can interact with something called NF-kappa beta. NF-kappa beta or NF-kappa B is the master switch of inflammation. So we want to make sure that we communicate with it, that we turn it off. These are two things that we can do. So let's say we want to do an aesthetic procedure. Let's say, you know what, in our tummy, because we don't want to talk about, you know, I can tell you use Yanggu's skincare. Yes, I can do that. But let's say I don't want to do that. You're in Turkey. You can't find our products. I want to do a tummy reduction. I want to tighten my skin, whatever that is. Okay. I want to make sure that I irradiate this tissue for with red light therapy three times a week for 10 minutes, even 20 minutes for at least 6 weeks. And of course, we have peptides that we can use. That we want to do about 2 weeks to a month before we do whatever that is. My favorite peptide, which is called BPC-157. BPC-157 only is functional in your body wholeheartedly after 6 weeks. So again, there's no reason for me to start it after I did my procedure, right? We need to do what we call pre-recovery.
That's great. We never do that. I mean, I do, let's say if I take myself as an example. Obviously, I already take most of these supplements. I have a Juve Light panel at home. So I do that frequently. So maybe I do not need to pay more attention, but I have many friends that they're not biohackers. They don't like to take that many supplements. They don't have these panels. Therefore, this is a great message because, you know, we Turkish women, we like to take care of ourselves.
Wisely so. Starting to understand more and more that you get stuck at a certain point in your lifetime where emotionally you feel you're that age. Okay? I'm not going to get into psychology, but that is a truthful fact. We all get stuck at a certain age, you know, 10, 20, 30, where now until the day we die, this is our feeling inside about our age. That is how young we feel. And when we look in the mirror and the dissonance is too great and we're not anticipating it, that could lead to a lot of issues, a lot of bad feelings about ourselves, which are bad in many, many, many levels for you, for your kids, for your relationship, for your friendship, relationship with yourself, which is the most important. So that's very smart to take care of the outside. You are taking care of the outside to take care of the inside. What I would say is this, you know, the most important, again, is that low inflammatory diet, especially because you asked me, what do I do in order to have good outcomes when I go to do rejuvenation? First and foremost is, as Hippocrates did not say, but we say that he said, do no harm, okay? Reduce the harm that you're doing to yourself.
Even though we spoke about the skin, I think the messages that one can apply for their whole system, not just for their skin. I wasn't expecting this conversation would be go to that route, but I really liked it because many people who would listen, hopefully they can implement these for their internal system.
Yeah.
I'm going to be adding your website to the show notes. It's going to be the first time I'm doing that, actually. We're just so excited to do things that, you know, I never had someone who also has a product that I really, really strongly advocate for it. So I'm going to be adding it and hopefully I will become a partner with Yanggu. So people would be able to order, even though they may not be shipped to Turkey. Many of the people, they have an address somewhere else in the world. I'm sure they're going to be very much benefiting it.
The only two places that we are having issues shipping, one of them is Turkey, unfortunately. The other is Spain. But anywhere else, really, we ship all over the world, obviously in the US. And Ezra, you are everything that we want as someone who endorses our product. So, of course, we would love...
Thank you, Amitai, and hope to talk to you soon. On a private. Take care.